Hey, well, if you have a Bible, turn to Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25. And again, as I've already told you, today's going to look different, feel different, be different. And basically, it's a missions day. And we've been talking about in our service before last week when we were all together with Pastor Charlie, we've been talking about the church. We've been talking about who we are as a church and what that means. A church is not just some place you attend, which you're very much going to see today, of how important it is to understand the mission that we've been given, that obviously in John chapter 20, that Jesus said, as the Father sent me, so I'm sending you. And so that is us that he sends with a purpose, with a mission. And that's what it means to be on mission. And that's what this Sunday is all about. We separated local missions from international missions, because it's very important for us to see how the difference that we make in our area. Because I've learned that if you can't be a light where you live, then you're not going to be a light somewhere over on the other side of the world. So it is of vital importance to keep in the work that God's called us to do, that we continue to focus on the missions locally. And so, so DJ and I have had some ideas, and along with our missions committee, and some ideas of what we wanted to present to you today. It's going to feel a little different. It's going to be a little different. And so I'm going to ask DJ to come on up. He's going to share with you first, and then I'll come back up. He's going to kind of give you kind of purposes and some whys and some things that we've done in the past, and I'll come up and share with you what we're going to be doing today. All right, DJ, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you, Pastor. First of all, we have some special guests on campus today, and many of you might have seen them as you were coming in out in the worship center lobby. Those are our Jerusalem, what we call Jerusalem and Judea partners, and that's basically local ministries here that we support. And they're really our frontline people. I shared a few weeks ago just about our county, and we lead in some areas that we're not too proud of, to be honest. And we know that there's a lot of needs in our community, and these are folks who are on the front lines who are doing that work. And so what I want to encourage you to do is after the service, make sure you stop by their booth and talk with them, pray with them. That would be just an encouragement to them, but find ways that you guys can get plugged in and serve alongside of them. So make sure that you make them feel welcome as well. But I wanted to share with you that our church has a heart for missions, and really foundational to this church is the mission efforts that have been going on for years here. As part of the general budget, many of you know that a portion of that budget goes to some Southern Baptist giving efforts. So a cooperative program which reaches throughout the world with Southern Baptist endeavors. And so part of the what you give to the general budget goes to missions. And then about 20 years ago, the vision was laid on the church's heart to do what we call faith promise. And really what that is just giving that goes above and beyond the general giving that we give to the church to help with the day-in, day-out costs that missionaries incur as they're serving overseas and in our community. And so faith promise dollars go to that. And about that time, over 20 years ago, the vision was given to this church to start the Thrift Center. And the whole idea behind the Thrift Center was to use those fundings for missional efforts. And throughout the years, God has been using all of the areas of our church to be able to make an impact outside of these walls. And I just wanted to share a few of those stories. There's so many highlights that we see day in, day out of how God is using this church. But I wanted to share just a few of these with you. And it starts with John and Bonnie Nystrom. They were in the last service, and they're missionaries that we sent out from our church. They were our first Faith Promise missionaries. We sent them to Papua New Guinea. They were part of a team that really led in this revolutionary way of translating the Bible. And they did it for several language groups, and God used them in a powerful way. And now they wrote a book, and they're using that book as they go throughout the country recruiting new missionaries. And so God is doing a work through them that he placed on their heart several years ago. And then I think about a man in Bangladesh who had a vision to reach his community. And he started a children's home, which he called the Forgotten's Children's Home. And our church was instrumental in being part of that ministry. And today there's six ministry homes of orphans that a lot of these kids have been rescued from trash heaps that were just in the community. Some of them were rescued. Their lives were, they had been abducted by radical Islamists and being trained to be suicide bombers. And so we see that his vision, God continues to bless and multiply his ministry. And then I think about a guy named Chansamon in Thailand who had a vision to reach people in a predominantly Buddhist country of Thailand and to reach them with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And he wanted to start a ministry called Mercy Christian School. And so our church was kind of on the foundation of that. And today there's over 1,000 students there that are learning about Jesus Christ, surrounded by this Buddhist opposition in their country. And then just recently I got back from Bethlehem with a pastor named Curry, and many of you know their ministry, that they had a burden for their people, for the Arabs there throughout the Palestinian area and Jews within the area, just a burden to reach them with Christ. And so we were on the ground floor of really helping in that ministry. And today they've done church plants in Jerusalem and in Jericho and in several areas there, which if you follow the news, you know that it's a really volatile area, always has been. But they have over 1,000 members of their church. You know, as I think about these people that I just shared, there's a few things in common. One, they understood that they were ambassadors for Christ as believers. They understood that God had placed a calling in their life, and they just went out and they were obedient. But here's the other thing, too, is they're just common people. If you were to meet them, to me, it gives me such great hope that what God uses is our obedience. And I wonder, so many years ago when they had that vision that God placed upon them to be obedient, I wonder even if our church understood that the profound impact that they would have by just supporting a little bit on the ground floor. And so as I shared a few weeks ago, we know our community is in need. And as a church, we have a desire to reach our community. We want to equip you guys to be able to go out and to share the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. Because we understand, as I shared, that there is no plan B. You guys are plan A. You guys are our hope, if you are a believer in Christ, for this community. And so I really believe today you're a part of something historic. I think it'll be a time, this will be a Sunday that we look back upon and we say, that was a time that God did an amazing work in my life as I stepped out and just was obedient. And here's the great thing, in all of those ministries, we know if you read Scripture, it says that it's God that gives the increase. And so I look around our place here and you can't deny how God has blessed us. Amen. I mean, it's just amazing to me how he's blessed us. But I'm also burdened because I know he's given us that blessing for a reason. And so I'm excited about today. I hope that you will be too. And just pray how God is going to use you. And Pastor Jeff, if you would come on up and share your heart with us.
So DJ oversees our missions area. Mainly our, you know, local missions and everything. But in reality, the way you look at it, the way we've been talking over the past few weeks is that because it's real important that we continue to know who we are and then you continue to realize what we're supposed to be doing. Those things are of vital importance. You know, and so many times church can just be a place where you go and attend. That was not the way it was supposed to be. It is not to be a place where you attend. It is a place where you belong. It is where you are part of something bigger. And it has a mission. You're not to do the mission on your own. You're to get together and obviously things. So what is that mission? In reality, all of us are on mission. When you take a look at everything that we do, when our children's pastor has a mission. And as I shared with you about being sent, living sent, to live sent, you're already sent. So therefore, the reason we kind of go with that phrase, live sent. You're already sent, so let's live like we are sent. And so you're going to get kind of an example of that today. In fact, you're going to get a kind of a mandate, kind of a feel today, and something that we've been kind of looking forward to sharing with you because of the potential I'm not saying it's going to happen, but because of the potential in the room and in the previous services and in the service last night. You know, here at the church, we have three sources of income for missions. And when I say missions, I'm not talking about the missions that we do with children's ministry and all the other ministries in here. I'm talking about the missions that fall underneath DJ. And that it's basically the local things, which is what we're focusing on today, and then the international things, of which some of what he was just talking about. We have three sources. We give money just to the regular budget. And we set aside a percentage of that goes to mission work. Okay? And then there's faith promise. It's another thing that's, again, over 20 years ago, as DJ was just telling you. And faith promise is given, and it goes really directly to support missionaries on fields and do other things. And then the Thrift Center, which to me is such an incredible thing that you support, our community supports. I want you to know that the Thrift Center, the funds that come from there usually are used to support special projects. DJ mentioned some of them to you. You know, rice packing type things, special, you know, water project on a field or something, something around here, something. We'll do big projects. And also, if you wanted to go on a mission trip, it will, for your first one, help you help pay, because we love everybody to have an opportunity to go for those that want to. And so those sources of income are something that's pretty amazing. It's over $1 million a year that go to mission causes. But here's the danger in that. Okay? And there is a danger. And the danger is that you begin to associate missions with writing a check. Right? And if you begin to do that, then you see yourself as the check writer and other people as the doers. Does that make sense? And again, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with writing a check. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. Okay? But it is not the only thing. Okay? And I do not want us to fall into the pattern that when we have Mission Sunday, oh, I know what that means. They want me to write a check and then somebody else is going to go out and do it. So we decided to flip all that today because we wanted to look at it differently today. And I want you to see some things. I want you to experience some things. And it may add some tension, not negative tension, but some positive tension. That like oh wow, kind of a feel. Now in Matthew chapter 25, okay, I want you to take a look at Matthew 25. If you don't have a Bible, that's fine. Just take a look at the screens. And this is the parable of the talents. I love the parable of the talents. If you're not familiar with it, perhaps this is your first time, or maybe not a believer, but you're just here today, just visiting, okay? The parable of the talents is a story that a parable is just a story, and it's a story that Jesus told. And there are many applications to the story, but remember this, the main point of the story that Jesus told was end times, okay? We'll get to a little bit of that. That is not the point. That's not the purpose of today, but that is the underlying thing of what Jesus is trying to teach. But he has a story that has other great teachings in it. Those are the ones we want to focus on. And it's this great story. Jesus is getting toward the end of his life. He's about to, they don't know this, the disciples and others don't know this, but he's about to be crucified and to buried and rise again and then essentially return to the Father. So he's going away. And so this parable is a picture of someone going away and entrusting someone else with a job, right? And so that becomes the point of this particular parable. Now, if you'd like to take some notes, these things are just going to kind of guide us today, and you'll see how it all fits in. But I really need you to hang with me here in this particular place. All right. Number one is what I'm going to call disbursement. Disbursement. That's when you're giving out, when you're handing out. Okay. Take a look at it in chapter 25, verse 14. Jesus tells the story. It's kind of be like a man who's going on a journey. And he brings his servants in, and he entrusts to them his property. Okay, now this is an interesting thought. This goes way beyond our ability to relate to, because our culture is not like this. But back in that time, when any time anybody went on a journey, it wasn't like you drove to the airport, hopped on a plane, got there in a day, and spent a week, and then came back, and you were gone 10 days. No. When you went on a journey, you were gone 6 months, sometimes a year, because of, how costly it was and how long, it takes on the back of a camel or however you're getting there, right? And so they're gone a long time. And so what this guy wanted to do, he was obviously a wealthy guy. And so he brings in his servants. Again, that's another concept we have a hard time with. But he brings in his servants, and he gives them his property. He gives them his resources. And he wants them to carry on, to continue on, to work hard, to grow, if you will, the investments or the wealth that he has while he's gone. Because he's not going to be there. And so that's the whole story, disbursement. You can take a look at verse 15. To one he gave 5 talents, the other he gave 2, and the other 1, each according to his ability. And then he went away. So you have this picture, this parallel of Jesus, right? This is chapter 25. And so he's not far from the cross and eventually the ascension, where he goes back to the Father. And so there's this story of entrusting to others the mandate that was given him. That's why Jesus said at the end of John, as the Father sent me, so I'm sending you. In other words, I was sent for a purpose, Jesus said. Now I'm sending you with the same purpose. So you begin to see the parallel of this particular parable. And so when you put them together, you begin to see these 5 talents, 2 talents, 1 talent. Now, what are talents? Well, we know how we use the word talent. The word talent is, an ability. Okay? But that's not the word. The word talent in Jesus' time was a unit of weight, measurement, like our word pound. In fact, our British friends still use the word pound for their currency, right? So you were given 25 pounds. That's a different ball game. When you think, if you've ever had 25 pounds in your hand, British currency, you go, it's not even an ounce, right? But it represents, it's an old thing. It used to represent a unit of precious metals, but it doesn't that anymore. But that's where it comes from. That's what the word talent means, if you can get that in your brain. And so 5 talents was an enormous, at the time, was an enormous amount of money. Okay? 1 talent was a good amount. So anyway, so now you understand. So with this, it's just a simple, basically, hey guys, I want you to work hard and to do these. So you have disbursement. He dispersed it among those that were his servants. And then, number two, he gave instructions. And the instructions are implied. Look at verse 16. The guy with the 5 talents, what he did was he went out and he said at once he invested it. Nope. The 5 talent guy. All right. There he is. He had received 5 talents. He went at once and he traded, right, with them, and he began to work. He invested the resource that had been entrusted to him in order to grow or benefit the portfolio or whatever, the kingdom of the one that he served. So there's a parallel going on here. So it was entrusted and they went out, and so the 5 went out and he made 5 more talents. So he increased, okay, the kingdom of the one he served. And then the guy with the 2, he went out, and the same thing happened to him. And then the guy with the 1 What did he do? He went out and dug a hole in the ground and buried it. Okay? So you have this picture. You have this incredible picture of being entrusted, okay, with resources. Dispersed, trusted, and instructions given. Now, as you think about those things, okay, I have some instructions for you. And we're going to kind of do this a little bit different today. I'm going to ask you folks to go ahead and get ready. And I have some instructions. What's going to happen is that you're all, I've got some more things I want to share with you while they're moving around. So I just want to ask you a question. Can you guys still listen while they move around? The last crowd had a real hard time doing this. You know, I can have DJ sing a song or something if you can't keep. Can you shake your head if you can keep hanging in there? All right, good. All right. So what they're going to do is they're going to move around the room and they're going to hand you an envelope, and don't open it yet because we're going to all do it together. But we have some instructions in there of some things that we want to do, and it'll all make sense to you in just a minute. All right, yep, guys, keep rolling. Y'all keep rolling. All right. Fast, 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 fast. All right. You don't have to run now. All right, so we have this in this picture. I want you to see that Jesus has this picture of what he's trying to tell them, and you begin to see what he's saying. He knows he's going away. He knows he's been sent with a purpose. In this particular reason, obviously, this master in the story wanted his finances to continue to work and grow while he was out of town. So it was originally to get all of these resources. The master had gotten all the, no, y'all, yeah, roll. Start handing them out. Yep, yep, yep. Said they could listen while y'all are handing them out. So we'll see if they do well. So, all right. So what happened was he's basically saying what had happened to him. Okay. Is that he had this. He had gained these resources. He'd gained this mandate, and that now he was passing it on to them because he was going away. Which brings us to number three. Then there's an accountability. Okay? The accountability was when the master came back in town, what did he do? Well, he brought those three in, had them line up at the door, right? You can read about it. It's all there. And they all walked in and basically says, okay, this is what I gave you. Tell me what you did. So he reported that, hey, I immediately went out and invested this, and I did this, and I did this, and I've gained five more. And he looks back at him and says, you know, you're a pretty faithful guy. Right? You're a pretty faithful guy. And, you know, well done, good and faithful servant, that kind of a thing. And then the guy that came in with two, he says, I've got two more, right? And basically, he received the same reward as the guy with the five. Why? Because they both had differing amounts, but they both basically had the same return. And then the one guy, you know, he comes in with a dirty cloth, you know, it's been buried in the ground, and said, hey, listen, you know, I wasn't risking that. You know, I know who you are, and why am I going to do something? Here's his classic. Why am I going to do something that benefits you? Right? Basically said, you gather where you don't sow. So basically saying, you know, basically the master took away what he did have and banished him. And so we'll talk about that a little bit in a minute. So anyway, but here's the thought. It begins to understand. You begin to understand what Jesus is talking about with this story and the point of this story. The point of the story is, hey guys, I need you. You now have the responsibility of carrying on what I started. There is an absolutely immense resource that has been entrusted to us. And that resource is the gospel of Christ. It was bought and paid for. Obviously, we just sang about it. Our choir just sang about it. It was bought and paid for by what Christ did at the cross. And you can't put a price tag on it. So therefore, he has this resource that he bought with his own life. And he's committed it to his disciples and eventually to us. And we're to leverage this resource for the betterment of His kingdom. That becomes the concept of what live sent means. So I kind of want you to see how this works. I want you again, we're going to do this kind of over time, some of this over time, but I think it's important because it's really easy. I mean, you're here, you're sitting here and you're hearing me talk about this, but there's something that needs to be kind of experienced. Now, does everybody have one? Here's a better one. Does anybody not have an envelope? Anybody not have an envelope? Would you raise your hand? All right. And wave it. Wave your hand. All right. I don't see anybody. All right. I see some people fanning, but I don't see. All right. All right. Good. Here's what I want you to do. All right. All right. Mine's blue. Y'all's are yellow. Okay. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go ahead and open them up and take out what's inside. Okay. You're now saying, I knew I came to church on the right day. Okay. All right, here's what I want you to do. And I need you to listen to me, okay? I promise we'll go through all what's on the card, but I need you to hear me. So the decision was made that the special project that we wanted to invest in this year was you. Okay? The special project that we spend a good chunk of money on is you. Now look at me. Everybody look at me. Stop comparing what you've got with the next person. All right? All right, look at me. Look at me. This is not your money. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. This is God's money. These are Thrift Center funds, okay? These are Thrift Center funds that we have designated only for mission work. And so our desire this time was to invest it in you. Think about the potential that sits in this room, and the service before is even bigger than this one, and then last night. Think about the multiplied hundreds of people that are investing in God's kingdom for His glory. Now, it's a staggering thing to me. So see, this mission year, we're not asking you to give. We're asking you to do something harder. We're asking you to figure out what God wants you to do with the resources He's just entrusted to you. You see, guys, don't get me wrong. Giving is very important. But it's much harder to be responsible for what's been entrusted. Some of you may ask, well, Jeff, don't you think somebody in the room is going to misuse it? Oh, absolutely. Happens all the time. People misuse. I mean, some of you in here, you'll go buy a burger or whatever you do, you know, and you're just a bad steward, you know. I mean, that's what that is, right? Because you know what this is, and how you use it reflects a whole lot about you. Just want you to hear it. Some of you are going, oh my goodness, I don't want this. Okay, I understand. You know, it was really cool at first, but now, oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Okay, and if you want to, I mean, you can put it all back in the envelope and then you can drop it in the boxes on your way out if you don't want to do this. But I've done this now a couple of times. It's amazing the response that I've, but you know me, the desire is for you to learn. So what this is, oh, and by the way, let's talk about this for a second. There, you know, in the room, there were 50s, 20s, and 10s. Okay? There are 50s, 20s, and 10s. Obviously, if you know the parable of the talents, what are they? 5, 2, and 1. Same concept. DJ was so good, he's so good-hearted. He wanted everybody to get the same. I said, absolutely not. Why? Because not all of you are the same. And by the way, what does it really matter? Because it's not yours anyway. Let me tell you, those handful of you in here that got a $50 bill, much more is going to be required from you. Isn't that the truth? The scripture says, to whom much is given, much is required, right? So all of a sudden, the person that got the 50, hey, has anybody got a 10 you want to exchange with me? I'll take a... Why? Because our culture hates responsibility. We like getting stuff, but we don't want to be responsible. And that's what missions is all about. Taking the resources that God has entrusted to you and investing them solely for His kingdom, not yourself. It is a powerful concept that I just want you to understand. And I can stand up here and teach and preach about the parable of the talents, but when you're holding a talent in your hand, then it begins to make a different ball game of what this whole mission thing looks like. So what we are doing is, we are investing in you. Think about the untold hundreds that represent here in our service. In fact, when you take a look at the sign on your way out, the Live Sent sign and all the little dots of where everybody lives. And if you want an opportunity to impact locally, it's going to happen in this room. So the potential in here thrills me to death. Just thrills me beyond no end. If we could take this money, it could be the best mission money this church has ever spent, is what we've done today. That's why DJ was saying his hope and prayer is we won't ever be the same again when we begin to realize just what a little bit of resource put in God's people that pray about it and say, Lord, I want you to use me and use this resource for you and see what God will do. It's to me, it just is thrilling. Absolutely thrilling. So, the reason that you all have different amounts is because I want you to catch the lesson. You're only accountable for what's been given to you, right? And so, it's an amazing thing. So, when you begin to look around, I watched it. In fact, I'm not going to tell you which one I watched. But I saw one of you were like, because I know what had happened. They'd gotten a bigger than you did. And I'm not going to tell you. I'm not even going to look that way, okay, of the person I saw. And it was almost like, that's not, why? It's not yours anyway, so how can it not be fair? See, there's so much learning in that little parable. I could go on for weeks and us understanding all of what Jesus is trying to teach through that. So therefore, also I wanted you to see, there are some of us that have been greatly gifted and greatly resourced. There are some of us that haven't been, but you know, it's been my experience doing what I do that sometimes the people, this is the one I got, and I got 10 in case you wanted to know, right? The thing I've learned is amazing to see $10 people give everything they have to Him, how God can use them. It's just amazing. I've always been amazed at that. In the hands of somebody who's willing to say, Lord, I'll do whatever, you'd be amazed how creative some people can get. That's why we hand them out to the children, too. Don't underestimate a child. Don't underestimate how bold they'll be. They'll be a whole lot more bold than you'll be. It's an incredible thing when you put that in a child and they truly understand what they're doing. It's amazing what a child will come up with. That's why we wanted everybody to have one. And so, here's the thought. Here's the thought of what we want you to do. So follow our outline today. The outline of the parable of the talents. Number one is disbursement. That just happened. Yeah, that just happened in case you want to know. Number two, instructions. Okay, let me give you some instructions. You're going to find some of them on the front here. First thing we want you to do is to pray. Okay? We want you to pray. Now look at me. Hear me here. Let me give you a few tips from someone who's been in ministry a long time and understands resources that are God's and not yours. Let me tell you something that you don't do. Do not give this away. One of the greatest ways to misuse God's resources is to give cash away. Because almost always it is misused after it's given away. Not always, but almost always. What I want you to do, this is a resource that I want you to leverage for His kingdom. Well, Jeff, what am I going to do? Not my responsibility. Right? It's yours. If you notice that the master just dispersed. He didn't tell the guys what to do. He gave them instructions, right? I want you to invest this, whatever. And how they did, it's up to them. You know, that's what thrills me. I know that sounds strange to you, but it's what thrills me. That's why I'm not even going to give you any examples. Because I don't want to taint what God's going to show you individually. I look around this room, there is talent, different types of talent all over. Some of you in the room are creative people. Some of you are creative people. And if you'll say, Lord, I've been given this resource and it's yours. It's not mine, it's yours. So God, I need your instructions. I need your instructions of what you want me to do with it. And let me tell you something. Don't give cash away. Don't just give it to someone. Right? We can do that. I'm not giving it to you so that you can go give it to some other ministry. We can do that. No, this is for you. This is for not you to go give money away. This is an investment in you to use who you are to be a light. Well, I don't know what I'm going to do. Then ask God. If you have His resource, I guarantee He'll tell you what He wants you to do with it. If you'll wait long enough for Him to tell you. Let me tell you what else this is not. Okay? This is all down there. You can see it. Okay? Well, my son's been, you know, he needs money for his college tuition. No, this is not that. This is not that. Okay? This is not your kingdom. It's His kingdom. Now, if He decides to give you other money for that, then God bless you. But this is for another purpose. Okay? This is for His kingdom. His kingdom. And I found that the creative people in the room, believe it or not, of which I am not one, I love creativity. I've always loved creative. But you creative people, y'all can be a little strange at times. God love you, but I love you. I love having you around. Because a lot of this, what we're doing today, obviously didn't come totally from me. I had a few. But I've learned I love creative people. Therefore, if you're not creative in here in the room, then you may want to hook up with someone that is creative and come up with ideas of how can I do this. See, this isn't something that can be easily done. This isn't something you can just hand to a homeless guy on the corner. It's not what we're talking about. We're talking about how can I do it. Because you are on mission. And you're not just here to write a check. Believe it or not, that's the easiest thing to do, is to write a check. Well, it's kind of hard for me. No. You'll find out this is harder. It's harder to actually get the resource and to use it responsibly so that your master one day will say, well done, good and faithful servant. That's what you're looking for. All right? That is what you're looking for. That's who He's called us to be as a church. It thrills me to think about. Because in our culture, there's been so much misappropriation of funds. There's been so much dishonesty. There's been so much of people blowing it on themselves. Understanding this particular point, this one's His. And I can't think of a better way, DJ especially, and especially the missions committee. Everybody was thrilled about this idea of investing it in you. And let's see what's going to happen. Let's see what God's going to do. Now, here's what we want you to do. We want you to pray about it. But let me tell you why we want you. In fact, some of you, I already looked into your eyes. I did this every service. Some of you already know what God wants you to do. He's been working on your heart already. And this is just a confirmation. All right, no. Okay, but still wait just a few days. I have found, this is just me, I have found that when I get too impulsive, I usually make a wrong decision. Anybody know what I'm talking about? So therefore, wait for time, let God confirm it. Okay? Let God confirm it. Can be just a few days. And then what we want you to do, here's the accountability part. Okay? Here's the accountability part. All right? You can take this out, and basically what we have is the finish date is December 19th and 20th. We thought, what a great time during the holidays to be given a resource, especially at a time when people are already focused on the greatest gift that was ever given, right? When God gave us His Son. And so what we want you to do is to turn this back in with your name on it, and then how much you were given, and then just a brief description with what you did with what was given to you. Okay? Now, this card is for all of you who are non-computer people. All right? Right. You don't even still know what an email is, so this is for you. Everybody else, you can go online and do this, right? And do it in a snap. But we figured we needed to hand everybody one of these just in case, right? And so, that makes it easy. Again, I tell you, if this really makes you nervous, this has happened several times. And you know, Jeff, I just don't know. Just turn it all back in. You can put it all back in here, right? Just stick it back in one of these boxes. But the whole thought here is to not to do nothing. You remember the accountability of the guy? The worst thing you can do is nothing. Well, I went out and dug a hole, put it in a mason jar. December 20th got here, and so here it is. All right. So God, why am I going to do anything that advances your kingdom but not my own? Why am I going to take my time, my brain time, my heart to invest in who you are when I can invest in what I want? That becomes the concept of that earlier guy. There's so much to be learned in this passage. There's so much to be learned. So anyway, that's what it is. I'm excited. I'm excited, real excited about it, and looking forward to how God's going to use it. So what we need you to do is to pray and say, God, how is your want to do it? And I'm trying hard not to give you examples because I don't want it to taint you. But I have done things similar, And I've always been amazed at the creativity of people. Now, if you're a family, if you're a husband, wife, you got several kids, and all of you got an envelope, you do whatever you want to do. I'm not going to give you specifics. If you want to pool all your money together and pray as a family, knock yourself out. Okay? Do whatever. If you want to pool together with other people, happens all the time. Hey, y'all want to get together on this ministry that we're going to do, or this thing we're going to do, or we want to be a light, hey, you want to do a block party or whatever, hey, you want to come over, let's pull our money, let's do it. Whatever you want to do, get creative, do everything. You'd be amazed what will happen in the room when you get people together and they start thinking, and I mean, connection groups, if y'all want to, whatever y'all want to do, I have no stipulations on how you do that, other than some instructions. Think about the biggest return for the kingdom you can get. Does that make sense? The biggest return for His kingdom you can get. That seems to be the picture. So, as we close this time, this will be December 19th. You can put it down. 19th is a Saturday night. December 20th. And you can, but you don't have to wait till then, but that's kind of the end day. And we'll be reminding you every week. We'll be sending you, reminders through the email and other things, except for those of you that have the card in your hand, right? I'll just tell y'all in the services, all right? And obviously, you know, it's only if you're here at church today. When we get calls, hey, where do I get my envelope? Nope. Today's it, guys. Today's it. You should have showed up, all right? This is, you were here today. God wants you to have this. And whatever it is you have, it's an interesting concept. It's an interesting thing to learn how He works, not just for you. Listen, not how He works for you, but His desire to work through you. Guys, I can't tell you how important what we're teaching is. I can't tell you how important this is. There is no greater thrill in the life of a believer than when God works through them. Okay? So this is what it's going to be for. So here's what we're going to do. There are obviously a lot of our local missions folks. It's a little different day. Okay? They're all out there and you can talk with them after the service. And we support them. Don't give them this. Okay? We already support them. Literally though, but I mean, we can do that, right? I'm not giving it to you so you can go. We can do that. If that's what you want to do, we'll just write them a check and then I want you in on it. I want your heart, your thoughts, and your creativity, whatever that might be. All right? I think that's what we're wanting to leverage here. For his glory and for his sake and for his kingdom. All right? All right? I don't usually do this, but amen, hallelujah, something. All right. Go do it. Go do it. Go do it. Go do it. So here's how we're going to close. I'm doing all right, DJ? Anything else? He keeps me on. I don't remember all the things that we talked about, but we really are, right? Okay. So here's what we want to do. Whenever you send people on mission, you always have a prayer for them. It's called a commissioning prayer. Anybody ever heard of it? Okay. That's what I want to do with you. So when you walk out the doors, you've been given a mandate and you've been given resources. We'll see how God uses you. Sound good? All right, let's all stand. We'll have a closing word of prayer. Hey, if you are a guest with us today, I did want to tell you this. You're saying, well, I'm a guest here. Oh, well, we'd love to invest in you if you'll invest in His kingdom. Again, if you don't want to do it, just drop it in the boxes on the way out. But if you're a guest, don't feel bad about using it, especially if you're going to use it to leverage His kingdom. That's what we wanted to do about today anyway. All right, God bless you guys. Have a great day. Let's have a closing word of prayer as I pray for you, and we'll continue to pray for you between now and December 19th and 20th.